Also, were you a volunteer fireman, or did you work full-time as a fireman?
I was full-time.
What year did you start as a fireman?
I went on the department June the 10th, 1917.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the following year, I went in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I still held my seniority because my time went right on because I was in the Army, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So I held my seniority in the fire department
mm-hmm.
while I was going.
At that time, did you have a horse-drawn or was it motorized vehicles?
It was completely motorized.
Mm-hmm.
The year before I went on, it was they'd done away with the last of the horse.
Do you remember those with the horses? Can you describe?
I remember the horses. I remember them taking those horses out and exercising those horses.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the, what would you call it, the pumper? Is that the machine itself that held on
the machine itself. Well, yeah. No, the first cars that they got were not pumpers.
Uh-huh.
They were simply fire trucks, you know,
mm-hmm.
carrying 1,200 feet of hose. You know. And then they had, at first they only had a big chemical, a 50-gallon chemical on the right behind the driver's seat. And we used to have to turn that over.
Mm-hmm.
And when that sulfuric acid combined chemically with the soda, carbonate soda, it formed a gas and made its own pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to use that
mm-hmm.
On small fires, you know, or to finish up after a big fire.
Mm-hmm.
We'd lay out, we'll say, a 2.5-inch line, and after we get the fire blackened and got under control, we just finish up with it to save on water damage.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using too much water, you know, to damage the mm-hmm. walls and so forth, we just use enough water to blacken the fire, to get the fire under control, and then we dump the big chemicals.